I am interested in serving because I see a void. I see a city that is starting to grow in a direction that may not include everyone. I'm running for city council to help shape the vision of our city's future growth, that it will include people from all walks of life that live on both sides of the track, rich, poor, black, white, doesn't matter. And I feel like moving forward, we need voices on city council that look at issues through a different lens, and that will bring all aspects to the table. Because ultimately, whatever political issues we decide or policies we decide to implement, they're going to affect the masses and not a singular group. And I believe that I bring that to the table.
Who would you say has most influenced you and the values you bring to public service?
I have a religious background that I am not shy of sharing. I'm a Christian, and I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that Jesus walked with everybody, talked with everybody, served all men. And I know it's may sound cliche to some, but, you know, being humbled and understanding that public service should come from the heart. And I try to model myself after the teachings of my Lord and Savior.
What's the most pressing issue the city faces over the next 4 years?
I think the most pressing issue over the next 4 years is how we plan to shape our development, what happens with affordability, and how we choose to address our infrastructure needs. You know, though that's not just one issue, but they all go together. Beyond the next 4 years, those issues will shape the face of this city for the next 20 to 30 years. I think the affordability crisis is the main issue. Infrastructure needs, short-term rentals, how we continue the fight with our water system. We should exhaust every legal ramification possible to retain that. The way we shape our developments moving forward. A lot of these developments don't make it in front of city council anymore. We need to revamp that. Look at how our UDO is going to be changed coming up, where people fall in line with whether or not we should support an open green space at the St. Lawrence Basilica across the street from that property. Those are a lot of issues.
Who are your heroes, political or otherwise?
My parents, my mother, my father, my grandfather. My grandfather was a World War II veteran. My grandmother was a very fair-skinned lady. My grandfather was very dark-skinned, and they lived in a time where they were persecuted for the color of their skin. My mother is 75 years old, and even then, she lived in a time where, even 50 years ago, where we were still being treated unfairly for voting rights and other aspects. And my grandfather managed to attend higher education in college, and my father and my mother, and they have accomplished great things in their life, and it gives me the ability to see beyond society's downfalls, there are bright spots in our society and success stories that don't necessarily make the television or radio airwaves, but are in our own households. And I cherish my father and my mother and my grandfather and grandmother's accomplishments and hope to build on that.
What do you most appreciate about living in the city?
I most appreciate the ability to see the eclecticness that Asheville has to offer, the progressiveness of our city. We are assumed to be all-inclusive, and I believe that we will achieve that 100%, hopefully with this election. And the ability to have a city that the politicians earnestly believe that they're trying to help everyone. Asheville is a great place to be. We live in a beautiful area. Our mountains are wonderful, and people come from around the world to see it. And we have an eclecticness of downtown that gives us a uniqueness that separates us from any other city in North Carolina. And that is a benefit of living here that others have to come here to enjoy while we get to see it every day.
Between work and family and a campaign, what do you do in your free time?
Between work, family, and a campaign, sleep. Right now, it's trying to grasp whatever ounce of sleep that you can. And in my free time, I try to stay abreast of national news. It's very hard with the grueling schedule that we have. But so far, I've noticed that with campaigning, I've fallen behind on keeping up on national issues.
Keith Young is a candidate for Asheville City Council. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate you for having me.